September 27. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee, Psalm 128:2. In Ephesians 5:17-31 we are given seven secrets of a very happy married life, or the secret of a happy home. The first secret of a happy married life is given in Ephesians 5:17. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That is a simple scripture verse which can be remembered or learned by experience. If you want success in your home, job, business, or any other activity, that verse should be remembered. Understand what God's will is. If anyone questions you, do you know how to find God's will? What will you say? Can you prove that you have found God's will? Let thy will be done is not sufficient. God's word says, you have to understand what God's will is. That is why we should have the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us to find God's will, otherwise, we will be wasting our money and energy on things of naught. In 1932 many times I wasted my time, energy and money on shameful things. But thank God, one day He taught me that I am not my own, and He taught me also to find His perfect will in every matter. We are told in Romans 8:14, how we can find God's will. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We must be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. To be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, we must be pure and holy. God is holy. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy, 1 Peter 1:16. That is why we have to have our sins forgiven before we can receive into us the Holy Spirit. To those who come to us and ask us to help them in arranging their marriages, our first question is, are your sins forgiven? We are not concerned about their family, wealth, property or education. We are only concerned about their experience of rebirth and whether they have received the gift of eternal life. Then we ask them, do you know how to find God's will? Did you pray to find God's will before consenting to this marriage? That is the first foundational condition to be fulfilled for a happy home. We thank God. He is willing to forgive any sinner and give him the gift of eternal life. The second condition of a happy home is given in Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit. For a happy home, you should be willing to be led by the Spirit not only for the marriage but for every step of your life. In all things you should be led by the Spirit. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, Psalm 37:23. Every step you take before going anywhere, taking up any business or making any plan for building a house, you should find God's will, and do all things according to God's will. That is the result of being filled with the Spirit. As believers we have the privilege of going to the Lord Jesus to find everything from the right to go to Him, to be led by Him every day for every matter. We have the great joy of going to Him because He is our Creator.